Hello, everybody, and welcome to another chicken-themed episode of All Consumed. I'm Neil Davey, and I'm delighted to say I'm in the telephone presence of royalty. Chris and I have just about lost the wing weight we put on, sticking it, dipping it, and generally winging it at the Buffalo Wing Festival. So appropriately enough, we thought we'd close matters out by digesting it all with a man without whom there is literally no Buffalo Wing Festival. So, ladies and gentlemen, I'm delighted to present to you His Royal Culinary Highness, it's the Wing King himself, Drew Serza. Drew, how are you?
Neil, it's a pleasure. I like all your fun words. I'll make sure this isn't too much of a bowel conversation.
I'm sure you could do that all day.
Story of my life.
So, well, Drew, thank you so much for your time, and thank you for the festival. I know we all had an absolute blast in Buffalo before the festival, during the festival, after the festival. So Wing Festival 2019, how was it for you?
It was great, and Neil, it was a pleasure having you and your friends from across the pond. We always love having out-of-town visitors come in, and as you know, 25% of our visitors that come into the Buffalo Wing Fest to visit and experience it are from out-of-town and international guests. It's something you have to see to believe. I would think you would agree, wouldn't you, Neil?
Oh, absolutely. I would heartily recommend to anyone listening that at least once in your life you take off.
we try to create so many different types of fun for people. Of course, we have the best wings from around the country and some from around the world. Over 100 different styles of sauces. They're prepared. They're all deep fried buffalo style, though. We do have some that are barbecued on the grill, but just some of the best regional flavors from across the U.S. And I think you got a chance to be a judge and experience a lot of them. Just too many to even think about. Mm-hmm. We actually went through about 24 tons of chicken wings that weekend, and we set some records there, and we had a great attendance. We were at about 55,000 people that came in. We have everything from a Miss Buffalo Wing pageant to, the United States Chicken Wing Championship, and, this year the number one eater in the world, Joey Chestnut, got defeated, which was big news. He only ate, he only ate 278 wings. And the guy who beat him, Jeffrey Osper from Boston, Massachusetts, ate 283 in just 12 minutes, Neil.
I witnessed this. If I close my eyes, I can still see it.
Oh, it was a lot of fun. Yeah, it was, the weather was great. It was one of our best festivals in a long time.
Fantastic. We've touched briefly on it in one of the earlier podcasts we did about the Wing Festival, but just to get the story from the man himself. So we all kind of owe a nod of gratitude here to Bill Murray.
Yeah. There was a movie back in 2001 called Osmosis Jones, and the basis of the movie was Bill Murray, who was a big junk food eater, and his favorite delicacy was chicken wings, and it was a Buffalo Wing Festival that he wanted to travel to. So him and his brother were planning a trip to Buffalo, New York for the Buffalo Wing Fest. And that was the whole premise of the movie. And ironically enough, Buffalo didn't even have a National Buffalo Wing Festival. And one of the local writers from the Buffalo News, Don Esmond, out of our local paper, he wrote an article, Buffalo Wings all over the world, they're branded Buffalo like our city. They were invented here in 1964. Why don't we have a festival? And I was a food promoter at the time and didn't really know how to run big events, but I decided to, as you say, Neil, win it and just try to make it happen. And it did my first one back in 2002, and we've been, we're 18 years in now. And, there's always learning curves every year. But about, I would say, 5 or 6 years ago, we really started getting the system down. We were able to provide a really nice festival for people with, great food, great beverage, and great entertainment. Mm-hmm.
Well, so the atmosphere was phenomenal, and it was just such a warm, friendly. And I know the guys from the Orange Buffalo, so the British guys that were there, had a blast. They made so many friends. People were incredibly supportive. And there's little rivalry, but it was just a genuinely positive atmosphere.
Well, that's Buffalo. You know, Buffalo, New York, where they call us the City of Good Neighbors, and we just, we love people, and we love to show off our city, you know? Everybody talks about the big cities like Los Angeles, Boston, and New York City, but Buffalo, we say it doesn't matter how many skyscrapers you have, it's how many nice people you have and how you treat people, and we treat people well in Buffalo. And I'll tell you what, your guys from the Orange Buffalo, they put on quite a show. Not only did they have great wings, but their personalities were just fantastic, and we really enjoyed them. And they were part of the talk of the town. A lot of the social media was talking about these, who are these guys from the Orange Buffalo from England? And it was, they really did a great job, and we loved having them.
Fantastic. No, it was, as I know, we all had an absolute blast. I mean, it's, the other thing, I mean, as well as being an incredibly positive thing, I mean, you're also doing quite a lot for charity as a result of the festival.
Yeah, Buffalo, we're a community that believes in giving back and supporting our own, and we always donate money to local charities, and I think we're at about $385,000 that we've donated to local charities over the last 18 years, and you know, the charities that we really focused on the last five or six are the Alzheimer's Association of Western New York, the local food bank, and also Meals on Wheels. So we, you know, people eat a lot at the festival, so we believe in giving back to those who aren't as fortunate when it comes to, you know, supplying themselves with meals.
No, that's great. It's as I as we said earlier, said if everyone listening just once in your life get to Buffalo on Labor Day weekend, it is an absolute, it's a hoot. So is there anything, I mean you're coming up to say the 20th anniversary quite quickly now, is there anything you'd like to see?
Yeah.
Or anything you, any sort of plans you've not been able to sort of carry out at the festival, anything you'd like to make happen?
You know, we're still a ways out. I want to make it to 20, personally. That's one of my goals. You know, it's always in the back of my head. We're like almost 2 years out, a little less than 2 years out. You know, sometimes an event is what it is. You know, we've evolved. Every year we try to do some new things and grow the festival. Not just, it's not about how many people, it's about the quality of the festival. And, you know, being, trying to have some things for all generations, you know, for younger people, middle-aged, and older folks, like me and you, Neil. No.
So
let's say we're middle-aged.
No. Guilty is charged. I'll take it.
So, you know, we think about the longevity. I always think about the longevity. I want this thing to be here forever because Buffalo is identified by chicken wings, by Buffalo wings. Mm-hmm. So it's a very important festival for the city. So, you know, we'll always have the faces, but I'd like to have a nice fireworks display at the end of the festival. You know, I'd love to have Bill Murray here. I mean, if Bill Murray would come to our 20th annual, you know, I could drop the mic. I really could. it would mean so much. It would just be the wow factor. So I think that would be it. Bill Murray coming would be the ultimate goal.
Fantastic. Well, Bill, if you're listening, let's try and make this happen.
Drew, I'm sure he is, Neil. I'm sure he was waiting 5 minutes before. waiting for you and me to come on.
Fantastic, Drew. Thank you for the festival. Thank you for your time. It was an absolute privilege. Thank you.
Well, Neil, thanks for coming out. It was great having you. And I would say to all your listeners, give kudos to those boys from the Orange Buffalo because they represent the UK very well. You should be proud of them.
We certainly are. Thank you, sir.